Numbers chapter 3. Now, this is the history of the generations of Aaron and Moses. These are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu died before Yahweh when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. Well, there you've got it again. The firstborn, who was Nadab, is not actually the one for whom God's purpose continued. This is such a big theme in the Old Testament that the firstborn is often not, in fact, the one that God works through. You think of Jacob and Esau and so many others. So, you see there that God almost doesn't like to work through any appearance of human strength. It's his style to take the underling, to take the second best, to take the weak, to take the obscure, and to work with them. And there's so many examples. You think of God choosing David, the youngest of all his brothers, and so forth. And so that is his way, because God loves humility, and he doesn't like any vestige of human strength and pride. So Nadab and Abihu died because they offered strange fire before Yahweh in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. Well, they offered strange incense, and God burnt them up because they did that. Well, incense was a symbol of prayer, and they were offering, I suppose, incense to other gods. Now, we know from Ezekiel 20 that they did bring the gods of Egypt with them through the Red Sea, and they had them there in the wilderness. Stephen says that they carried the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of their god Remphan with them through the wilderness. So they were involved with thinking they could pray both to God and to man and to idols. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Behold, I've taken the Levites from among the children of Israel. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, the Levites will be mine, for all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I made holy to me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and animal. They shall be mine." So then the Levites were the replacement, if you like, of the firstborn. And that's why we're told, take the Levites, God says, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel. And the Levites shall be mine. I am Yahweh. Well, in the New Testament, you read that we are the church of the firstborn. In other words, we are the equivalent of those Levites. Now, the Levites didn't have any land inheritance. They simply were to focus upon the study and teaching of God's word, helping people to serve God, sharing the knowledge of God, doing God's work, rather than building up their own inheritance, building up their own stuff, etc. And we are all Levites. Now, there's a big tendency in religious people to think, well, yes, I believe, but I will leave all the religious stuff to the priest, to the pastor, to the pastoral team. But in fact, we are called to actually be the priests, as it were. We are a royal priesthood, Peter says. So then we are responsible, and we can't just palm that off onto other people. So there you are, you have a career lined out for you. Of course, you have a day job and all the rest of it, but you have a mission in life simply because you are that royal priesthood. Now, by the way, as you read through this Numbers chapter 3, you then see how we're told what the sons of Kohath must do, the sons of Merari, the sons of Gershon, and so on. They were all told to do different things relating to carrying the tabernacle. Well, these very words that you read here about how the tabernacle must be carried on the shoulders by the sons of Kohath, these were ignored by David when he brought the Ark to Zion. He plunked it on a brand new cart, and Uzzah put out his hand to steady the Ark when the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah was zapped dead. And David sort of didn't like that, about God doing that. But it's the same David who in Psalm 119 says, "I love your law, I study your law day and night, your law is everything to me. I'm thinking about it, going through it all the time." Well, you can do that and yet miss the point, because David, presumably, from what he says, must have gone through Numbers chapter 3 that we've got here and saw that, no, the tabernacle was to be carried by the Levites. But he thought, no, it doesn't have to be carried by the Levites, let's just plonk it on a cart, that'll be good enough. So you can know God's word, and yet there's something in human nature that thinks, but I am above it, I don't need to worry about that. And so there you are, that's a challenge for us, to not simply be Bible readers, but to really get in the spirit of it, to personalize it, to see this is God speaking to me.